Jesus has some words for us this morning. I'm going to focus on just two phrases from the gospel, even though you're going to get touched with all of the scriptures that are present this morning. Why do you have so little faith? And so don't be afraid, little flock, or as we just sang, have no fear, little flock. Let's pray as we come to God's word in this time together this morning. Gracious Father, we do indeed raise thankful hearts to you, thankful hearts for the opportunity to view this wonderful tool of ministry that we call a Center for Christian Education, for youth of our CCLS, for youth of our congregation. We have the opportunity this morning to let our hearts be bent towards the consecration of faculty, students, teachers, administrators, not only of our Lutheran schools, but of all schools, that we pray that you will bless their endeavors over the coming year. And Lord, we have the opportunity to hear your word, reducing our anxiety and increasing our faith. In the name of Jesus, we pray your blessing. Amen. I want to get one little thing out of the way, and sometimes, you know, you write these little paragraphs for the service folder, and then you think afterwards, you know, this is not about me, okay? It does mention I'm no stranger to anxiety. Let's get that out of the way. I'm not a stranger to anxiety. It's probably a topic for a whole other sermon series or whatever. Mental health and the whole thing, over 50% of us suffer with some sort of that. I'm a former anxiety sufferer, fairly seriously. I told my wife last night I sure don't miss the days when I was getting up and operating in the church at 3 hours of sleep because anxiety was keeping me awake. But the good news is 99% of that is behind me. And if you'd like to talk more about that, I'll advise you to seek counseling and we can have coffee. And happy to share that. I want to turn your attention, though, to this text. And I want to do that by causing you to remember. You remember Good Friday? Jacob, remember Good Friday? I almost lost my eyebrows and my beard. Yeah. For those of you who weren't here, we had a cauldron. And I had this genius idea to get flash paper. And we wrote our sins, we wrote our fears on flash paper, and y'all brought your sins forward, and you put it in there, and I thought it would be a really good idea just to drop a match into those sins and cast our fears into the fire. Well, it came close to not being such a good idea. Did you know that flames will leap 3 feet out of that cauldron when you drop a match over that? I had to be very, very cautious. That night, when Jacob helped me over in the Concordia Center, we used the long candle lighting. And still, we had 4-foot flames that were leaping out of there. Well, the idea from that, the idea of casting your fear into the fire, goes back to a song called Fear, He is a Liar. And I think the hymn captures truth. Fear, He is a Liar. Anxiety is a liar. Most of the things that I was anxious about never, ever happened. They were lies, and I was too willing to believe it. The song goes like this. When he told you you're not good enough, when he told you you're not right, when he told you you're not strong enough to put up a good fight, when he told you you're not worthy, when he told you you're not loved, when he told you you're not beautiful, that you'll never be enough. Fear. He's a liar. Fear says, we don't have a senior pastor right now. Faith says, trust the God who clothes the lilies. Trust the God who feeds the ravens. Trust the God who walked with Abel and with Enoch and with Noah. Fear comes along and says, yeah, Pastor, I hear what you're saying about this brand new building that we've got, and the tremendous opportunities that lie before us in education and bringing faith to young people and expanding the kingdom through all of that, but wow, we got a lot of other stuff to do beyond that one. Fear says, I don't know about this next step. Faith says, trust the God who walks with Abraham. Now, I love this Genesis 15 story of Abraham. It ends with those very, very powerful Lutheran words. The Lord counted him as righteous because of his faith. By faith, he was righteous. What I have a problem with is the text stops too soon. The really interesting part of the story is what happens next. And it has to do with the idea of fear and faith. It has to do with the idea of how God walks with us. In the next episode of what happens to Abraham, Abraham is told by God to cut in half and lay so that the blood from these critters flows into maybe like a little trench, a little swale, a heifer and a goat and a ram and the birds. He's not going to cut in half, but he bleeds them out. So that what you have is this messy nest of blood. And as Abraham is doing this, if there is anyone that ought to be afraid about what the next step is going to be, it should be Abraham. Because while you and I only see the messiness of the blood and the gore of the dead animals, what Abraham sees should cause him to tremble. Because Abraham knows what this is about. It's about cutting a covenant. It's about how a promise is sealed between two individuals. Party in the first part, party in the second part. We cut these critters in two. We let the blood flow there. And then to seal whatever promise, whatever agreement we've made, we both walk this blood path. And as we walk this blood path, the blood gets on our feet and on our sandals and maybe even splashes up on our legs and up on our robes. So we have not only a visible but a tangible reminder of what this signifies, this stepping through the blood with one another, and that is this. If either of us breaks this covenant, let it happen to me as has happened to these critters. Now Abraham knows he's one party, and Abraham knows that God is the other party. And if anybody's going to break this covenant, it's going to be Abraham. It's not going to be God. How in the world can I do what is next? And that is to walk through this blood path. And this is what happens next. In this deep, deep sleep that he is in, he sees a smoking fire pot and a torch pass through this blood path. And comes to realize that he doesn't have to walk the path of the blood. God chooses to walk the path of the blood. Those are his footsteps going through the blood. And God walks that blood trail, promising to Abraham that the covenant is broken. It will not be Abraham's blood that is spilled. It will be God's blood that is spilled. Trust the God who walks the blood path all the way from Abraham through Sarah, through their descendants, through the promise, all the way to Calvary, where God sheds the blood that is our salvation, and we're the ones who broke the covenant. God rises from the dead to give us new life, that we might live like Abraham, counted as righteous by our faith. Faith says, trust the God who walked the blood path all the way to the cross for you. We're also sending some folks today. We send out our seniors. We send them out with blessings. Some of them going off to college. Some of them going to service in our nation's armed forces. Some of them entering into the workforce. Fear says, remember being a senior and then, you know, taking those first steps? Fear says, I may not have liked high school, but I always kind of knew what was next. Fear says, I don't know what's next. Faith says, your Father has chosen to give you the kingdom. Faith says, you are a child of God. Faith says, you have a treasure that is already laid up for you in heaven. Faith says, you are a sheep of his flock. And Jesus says, have no fear, little flock. God's intent is that we flourish in our faith. And that's not just hopeful talk. That is hope-filled living. Living hopefully in what has already been won for us, that treasure that is ours in heaven, and walking by faith, much as all those names that Margaret read to you, walk by faith, not seeing the final result of that, but knowing that for us, it's already been won. Your Father has chosen to give you the kingdom. Have no fear, little flock. So in the face of that comes Jesus' question, why do we have so little faith? And some of you might be thinking, well, you know, Jesus did say, just eat faith like a mustard seed. That's pretty small faith. But on the other hand, wouldn't you kind of like to be known as something more than a person of little faith? Wouldn't it be desirable to have a faith that can overcome the fears and the lies that Satan puts forward to us? I want you to ask yourself, here's kind of my ask for you in the coming week. I want to have you ask yourself a self-examination question. If you would like to be that child of God who's not easily taken in by the lies of fear, ask yourself this, to reflect on what Pastor Sider asked us just a couple weeks ago. Aim for something, remember that? Ask yourself this, am I aiming for the right thing? Am I putting myself in the place where God gives faith? Am I taking advantage of all that God has to give to me? If faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, am I regularly putting myself in that place where that faith is being heard by these ears of mine? I'm very, very excited to walk into this next season of ministry with Pastor Jacob, with you, with our staff, with our school. Very, very excited, and while I can understand that there might be a little fear and anxiety, there's something greater than that fear and anxiety, and that is what God has accomplished for us and the promise that he has made to us to always be with us. He placed that sign of the cross upon you on your forehead and upon your heart at your baptism, granting to you his Holy Spirit. He will walk with us. He will not fail in that promise. Seniors, I praise God that you're entering this next phase of life, having been given a sure foundation. And I pray that you know that God will never, ever depart from you. And where you find yourself breaking that covenant, remember, it's him. It is he who walked the blood path for you in his place. Remember that you are a child of God. Remember, Concordia, that together we are children of God, children of the same Heavenly Father. Remember that we are members of this flock, this little flock to whom God says, have no fear. I have chosen to give you the kingdom. God bless us and keep us as we walk forward in faith, fortified by the one who walked that blood path for us. Have no fear, little flock.